Hey, Exchange family, this is Exchanging Stories. Hey, Exchange, welcome back to Exchanging Stories, our Elder Wife edition. I hope that you're doing well, and I hope that you're enjoying this little short abbreviated time getting to know some of the women that are attached to our elders and an important part of our lives here at Exchange and both obviously at home. And so today we have Ashley Martindale with us. Hey, Ashley.
Hey.
She is more than excited. This was actually her idea to do the elder wife. That's not true.
Nope.
That's not true at all. You know, all of our elder wives, I think, are incredible. They have a lot to say. And none of them are reaching for the microphone. Like, please let me talk. Please let me talk. So we have to do things like this, Ashley, to get you in front of people or in their car or in their AirPods or whatever. So thanks for coming out and
yes,
being a part of this.
For sure.
And so Ashley, if someone, they might know Eric's name, they might know your last name, they might know who Eric is and or not. They might hear your name and think, I don't know if I could put a face with that name. How can people figure out who you are and you know, who goes with you at Exchange?
Sure. You might not see me with my kids on Sunday morning, but we have two teens, a 16-year-old Caleb, Victoria's 14. Then we have Catherine, who's 11, and Samuel is 9 and a half. They're all about to have birthdays, so that's all about to change. But
Catherine, though, like nobody at Exchange might know her as Catherine.
Well, yeah, Katie.
Katie or Katie Ann.
Yeah, but right? She prefers Katie or Catherine.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's a new thing.
It is.
Okay.
It is.
Now I know.
I know. We typically sit on the right side, not too far front because it's too loud for me.
Okay.
So far right.
Yeah.
You can find me sometimes in Kidsmen, sometimes greeting, occasionally in the back praying.
Yeah. Yep. Ashley serves all over, as does Eric. Even when Eric rolled off as an elder, they never stopped. They just kept going, you know, and all of the kids are incredibly sweet. If you don't know them, it's a treasure. Mm-hmm. Reach out. Yeah, you'll find Ashley over there on the right-hand side, you know, which is an interesting comment to make, that you can actually adjust your own volume by where you sit.
I know? Do.
A little bit, yeah. We're really grateful for you guys to be with us. You and Eric really helped us start Exchange. You've been here from the very, very beginning. What's that been like to see Exchange grow over the years and morph and change and shape and reshape and all those things?
It's been really exciting from the beginning. A little bit of a jump for us because we really didn't know Brian or Ed. Mm-hmm. But it's been really fun to be a part of it from the beginning. Definitely challenges along the way.
Sure.
It's been awesome.
Yeah, we've enjoyed you're right. I mean, when we first started, it wasn't as if we had a deep friendship or anything like that. I think we ate dinner for the first time together when we talked about you guys coming, being a part of Exchange.
Yep.
And so, I can't imagine life without the Martindales now. Mm-hmm. It's been a very closely formed friendship for sure.
Yes.
So we're grateful for that. Our family has personally benefited from that.
Same.
And we're grateful. So we're kicking off these podcasts with a little fun trivia called Two Truths and a Lie. And we get you to share, you know, two truths about yourself, one lie, and we wait until the end to reveal, you know, what's what. And people listening together can place bets, wagers, whatever. Just, you know, make sure you donate the profits to Exchange. What's yours, Ashley? Two truths and a lie.
So not in that order.
Yeah.
So I really do love languages, and I speak four languages. So that's one.
Okay.
Two is, you might not know this, I went to boarding school for 2 years. My last 2 years of high school were in Germany.
Okay.
And number three is I sang I Can't Help Falling in Love with You by Elvis Presley at a funeral in Germany for someone I did not know.
Okay. That has a lot of specifics attached to it. I've got some ideas, and I may be privy to one of these stories or two. But so, Exchange, if you're listening, so we've got three to choose from, right? Two truths and one lie. You sang Can't Help But Falling in Love with You. Seems like a wedding song at a funeral for someone you did not know.
Correct.
Okay, second, going in reverse order here, is that you spent the last 2 years of high school at a boarding school.
Yes.
Okay, and then the first option, third now, is that you speak four languages.
Correct.
Okay, so Exchange, your duty is to find out which one is which, and maybe you'll know Ashley just a little bit better. So Ashley, as we get to know you, what's some hobbies? What do you enjoy doing? You know, when your kids go off to school, when Eric's working or something, you all the laundry's done, like all the homemaking chores are finished for
right.
the day, and you're not working that day, right?
Right.
No, like on a Saturday or whatever day that you take a minute, you know, and you really enjoy something. What's something you enjoy doing?
I actually have a couple hobbies now.
Okay.
I enjoy gardening. I like getting my hands dirty and just being out there. And I was never a reader, but I can say I'm a reader now.
That's great.
And we're going to give credit to Beth McCoy here.
Okay.
Because she handed me a Charles Martin book years ago, and I have devoured every single one of his books since then. So he's Christian fiction, but I love it.
Okay.
So
good.
I'm a reader now.
And your girls are readers too, right?
Yeah.
Catherine, I think.
I wouldn't say that any of my kids are avid readers, but they do, and they're getting into it more.
Okay. They do enjoy it. Okay. Good. All right. So gardening, reading, do you ever mix the two? Ever read about gardening?
No.
Okay.
No. Right. That's Eric's job. Okay. I don't like reading about gardening.
Okay. You like more fiction? Is that kind
of
like, okay, good.
I do.
Okay.
I have trouble getting through nonfiction.
Okay. Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. It's a lot to apply, and sometimes it can be full of effort, you know, to read those
things. Exactly. It feels like another to-do at the end of the day, and I don't enjoy that.
Yeah. So
it's a hobby.
Yeah. Yeah. And I do know Ashley, she will read, you know, if there's an assignment, if there's things that need to be done, you will read.
And
you will
I can
go
enjoy
it. Yes.
But it's
for
not,
your own like pleasure. If you're going to pull out a book to just have fun.
Exactly.
And, yeah. It's going to be a fiction. All right. So what genre of fiction do you have? Like, are we talking like, you know, Star Wars type things or like historical fiction, you know, like what do you like?
Historical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, cool.
Historical fiction.
Yeah. That's good stuff. I like that too. So perfect day. What's that look like? Does that blend some of the hobbies? Is that more family time? What's that look like?
You know, it's all the leisurely, like having time for coffee and quiet time with an ocean view and shopping and sightseeing somewhere not here in the States.
Yeah.
And meals out and cap it off with a massage. I don't know. I have trouble with this one.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a pretty great day.
Yes.
I mean, who wouldn't like that day, you know? So you did well describing, I think, everyone's perfect day on that.
There
you go. Yeah. We'll take that. What about a favorite passage of scripture? Anything there?
I have a really hard time with favorites. I probably should have told you that before.
Okay. Okay. Well, some of our questions are favorites or whatever.
Yeah. But I do keep going back to John 15 just because it's so rich and it's a continual like striving towards that as well of learning to abide.
Yeah.
And he says, you can do nothing without me. And there's a lot of comfort in that. So I would say John 15.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. And I think the continual invitation to abide is pretty incredible, right? Like, it's like it's not just a command. I think there is a command element there, but also I think Christ knows how difficult that is sometimes to abide and plant and be watered.
True.
To soak him in the midst of this whole world. And it's if he's giving us a command, but also he's offering us an invitation to an alternative that we just find ourselves empty often on abiding in everything else, right?
Yes,
and so I love that passage too, because as he's talking and commanding, there's also this gentle invitation to where it's like, wouldn't you want to abide mm-hmm. in me mm-hmm. rather than all of these other things? You know, because we do abide in something, right?
True. Like
we park our lives, our souls, our identity, our contentment, our comfort. Mm-hmm. We park them somewhere, mm-hmm. you know. And he's saying, how about me instead?
Yes. You know?
So that's a good one.
Yes.
Really, really good one. What about other books? What are you reading lately? What's something that you read at, you know, lately that you've enjoyed? Going back to the fiction, I'm a little bit out of order, or could be fiction, whatever else. What have any recommendations?
I do have a recommendation on a women's Christian magazine called Just Between Us.
Okay.
It's a small magazine. It'd be a great gift for someone. But there's just a lot of, I'm trying to remember the name of the lady who started it, but just a lot of really great
short articles.
Thank
and different
you.
Things.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That's actually very helpful, because a lot of the book recommendations that typically we get are like these, you know, big idea,
yeah.
you know, 15 chapter type things. That seems like it's very easily consumable.
It is.
Okay, good.
Just Between Us.
Okay, good. Well, thanks for that.
Yeah.
So moving on to more serious things, tell us how you came to know the Lord. You have a rich heritage of ministry and also just relationship with the Lord and your family. Yeah. I know that. But yeah. What's that personal relationship with Jesus look like for you?
Well, just succinctly, I grew up in a very solid Christian home, like you just said, and I prayed very early on a prayer of repentance with my mom. Remember just surrendering to the Lord multiple times as mm-hmm. a teenager.
Yeah.
But my crisis of faith.
The avid drug use. Is that what, you know? Okay. You just had to give that over. No, I'm kidding. Excited. I shouldn't do that. Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Just, I have to like refocus again.
Yeah, so, I know.
But my question, I just really, I'm a feeler, not a thinker. And so I just really didn't ask the questions growing up until yeah. I got to college. Mm-hmm. And then I asked them all together, and they really just, they just rattled me because my foundation mm-hmm. was just gone. So just a lot of anxiety there. And I was at a Bible college where everybody was there to study the Bible. And all of a sudden I was like, I don't even know if the mm-hmm. Bible's true. And so it's kind of an uncomfortable place to ask the questions. And sometimes yeah. it's not always comfortable to talk about those things with your parents. So the Lord was very kind in sending me an elder in my church. Mm. He was a short man. His name, I would love to reconnect with him. His name was Jim, and he just took time for me. And I remember meeting in the cafeteria and him saying, Ashley, like, this is a good thing. Like, you're thinking, like, most Christians don't think. And yeah. I remember thinking, this does not feel good at all. Like, yeah. there's nothing yeah. about this that feels good.
Yeah.
And so I just began to explore and realize that the answers were out there.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to have all the answers.
Yeah.
I didn't have to know them or be able to regurgitate them, but they were there.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of comfort in that. And then that was where I was like, it was more of a choice. Like, I'm yeah. choosing this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. If I can say this, one thing that I've learned about Ashley and come to appreciate about Ashley, you, is what you said is, I'm a feeler, not a thinker. You know, I think you do think, you know, I do think that mm-hmm. that part is not necessarily true, but I do think, one of the things that I've appreciated about you is you are a deep feeler.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. But I also appreciate the fact that you're very, very aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
In the midst of like big emotions or feelings, Ashley can quickly like steer those feelings in the right direction. I think even when you don't feel like it, I've seen you do that before. And I know you probably,
I'm glad you can say
yes,
that.
Yes. Well, yeah. I've seen you do that before, you know, and it doesn't mean that the feelings aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
It just means I feel like Ashley, is able to govern those.
Mm.
I think Eric does a great job of helping you do that.
He does.
But I've seen you grow in that, but also I've seen you command your emotions, you know, with what you know is true. And I think that's a fruit of the Spirit.
Mm.
I think that's fruit, you know, like fruit of growth. But also I think it just confuses believers, I think genuine believers sometimes, when their emotions and feelings have the loudest voice.
Yes.
Right. And, you know, there's, man, goodness, can you imagine if we listen to even our emotions mostly or, you know, always in marriage? Mm-hmm. I mean, we would, you know, we would destroy it for sure. You know, there's mornings we wake up and, you know, we choose to love one another
yes.
in marriage, right? And then there's moments where you feel it. You
yes. know?
But most moments in a marriage, you're deciding to do
True.
It, right? And the same way with Jesus, right? And I think for True. Some reason, you know, we live often where we can confuse the spiritual walk with some of those like mountain experiences, like camp or mm. like, you know, like yep. this great worship song played by this amazing band and the environment's just right. And we think that on a Wednesday morning, mm-hmm. when we've struggled to read three verses and understand anything about it, yep. that we should feel how we felt then. Yep. Right. And so,
I agree. You
know, I think that's something that the church can learn from, fighting to choose daily. No, I'm choosing today mm-hmm. as I have chosen yesterday mm-hmm. to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Right. And I think that testimony, honestly, of just struggling through some of those thoughts and pushing yourself through the emotions or lack of emotions about Christ to say like, no, I'm going to do the research. I'm going to answer these questions mm-hmm. and then I'm going to make a decision.
Yeah.
That I will force my emotions to catch up to.
Yeah.
That I'm going to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how'd that go? Like as you struggle through that, as you wrestle through some of those questions, you came to this spot where you're like, this is it. This is what I'm going to do.
And honestly, the emotions hadn't caught up at that point. Like yeah. there was just a lot of, once that anxiety ramps up, mm-hmm. you can't just still those instantly. Yeah. That's a whole nother conversation. But
sure.
It was more of a, I could move forward because, and I actually kind of took some physical action to like, okay, I'm doing this now so that I can look back on this mm-hmm. and remember yeah. that this was my choice and I did this. And I have yeah. a vivid memory of doing this alone with the Lord. And so, that's helpful, but it's still a, because I am such a, feeler, I can doubt things mm-hmm. easily. And so I continually have to remember, honestly, that he gives me faith.
Mm.
Like he, yes, I've chosen this, but the faith of a mustard seed like that he gives, like
yeah.
the every bit of faith that I have is his grace and his work that I can surrender. But my sin, my daily awareness of my sin just makes it pretty easy to be like, I need Jesus. Like, I just, that's what it comes back to.
Yeah.
I see myself and I need Jesus. And yeah. so.
Well, that's a good word, Ashley. Yeah. Thanks for bringing us in on that. Because honestly, you're not alone in that.
Yeah.
Like, Though faith is a gift from God, it's also a choice that we make, right? Like we respond to that gift
yeah.
of faith. And I think faith is not a, it's not a neutral action,
right?
Like we choose to have faith in yes. certain things. And so, grateful for that. So, what about exchange? So what from your viewpoint right now, what's something at Exchange that has you excited at the moment?
Yeah.
Where are you encouraged at? What do you see?
I feel like there's a lot of just exciting stuff going on.
Yeah.
The prayer ministry in the last year or two has been really just having a couple people just spearhead that and mm-hmm. get to just jump in with them. Prayer is exciting.
Yeah.
Just asking the Lord and watching him work. And then I feel like women's ministry is also in a really great place, a sweet place. I feel like the Lord's going to continue knitting the women of Exchange together through just the times we get together, the times we worship, the times yeah. we're studying scripture together. Like that's what he does. And I think he's doing that.
Yeah. I think those are really good things to be excited about. I'm excited about the same things. Yeah. I see a lot of movement happening. A lot of fruit from
yeah.
from planting those seeds and digging those roots way down deep. What's a ministry passion that you have in general? What gets you excited? You know, what gets your heart beating? You know, in the kingdom.
I enjoy just coming alongside people and like literally helping them or serving them in practical ways.
Yeah.
I also have enjoyed doing that with Eric.
Yeah.
Like either in counseling or when people are in places of like crisis or just super hard seasons.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Ashley is a good friend to have. Mm-hmm. I do know that. So as your husband, Eric has served as an elder, how does that change the way that you pray first for exchange in general? What does that look like?
That is a very easy thing for me to answer, actually.
Okay.
I just have been praying. It has helped me know very clearly to pray for unity. Several years ago when we were meeting, and doing planning, trying to plan women's ministry, we set up certain days of the week that we were going to pray for the women. Mm-hmm. And my day was Monday. And so it continues to come up on my phone as a reminder and it tells
Love
me
that.
To pray.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying, but it works. And that's
it's
if
my
I don't,
day again.
I know. Yeah. And if I don't know what to pray, that's typically what I pray, like, Lord, if you don't unite us as women, like, we will not be united. And I pray that for the elders and just for the church in general, because like that, we know that is what the enemy does.
Yeah.
And so, and we've seen it and we've experienced it. Mm-hmm. And so that's my biggest prayer is just that he would unite us. And
I think that's, I mean, that's what Jesus prayed, right? Like, I mean, he prayed that the church would be one, right?
True.
You know, I think it's a really good prayer. What about the elders? The six of us, having Eric serve as an elder, how does that change the way that you pray for us, the six of us? Shape the way that you pray for us or anything like that?
I guess I pray for, again, unity.
Yeah.
And clear guidance and direction, just that he would like steer y'all.
Yeah.
And that it wouldn't be you guys leading.
Yeah.
That it would be him leading you.
It's a good prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we could use a double portion of that. Pray that on Mondays and Tuesdays, please. We're grateful for that. We're grateful for the time that you have given us this morning too. Mm. Ashley, you've been kind to speak to us even when that's not. You will probably not ever see Ashley get up on stage and grab the microphone from someone else, right? Like you will never fight them for the microphone. But we got to bring it back to the two truths and a lie. We started this off with some interesting things, some facts about Ashley, and a big lie too.
Mm-hmm.
So which is which? Ashley, give us one of the truths first.
Okay, so I did go to boarding school my last 2 years of high school.
Okay.
It was mostly MKs that were there, and it was in the southern part of Germany in the Black Forest. It was a great experience.
Great experience. So you were there from like start of junior year.
Mm-hmm.
Did you come home?
So I would come home Christmas and Easter in summer.
Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, lots of great stories there, I'm sure.
Yes, it was really, it was awesome. And beautiful
good.
Place to live.
Yeah. John Mosley, I think, lived there too, right?
I think so.
At a different time. Yeah.
Yep.
I knew maybe different school, but there was
it's different. Same school.
Yep.
I just don't remember what years he was there.
Okay. Well, he's coming up on exchanging stories at some
good.
Point. Yeah, so
good.
Lots of good stories there. all right, so give us the lie then before we sink back into the truth.
The lie is that I really do love languages, but I don't speak four languages. I speak three languages.
Okay, which are?
I speak English, Portuguese fluently, and then I speak French. I can get by in French.
Okay, all right. So if you need help in any of those three.
I would love to help you with that.
Okay, good. All right, and so the lie seemed like, you know, there's too many details, but this last truth that you sang, I can't help but falling in love, mm-hmm. Elvis Presley, mm-hmm. at a stranger's funeral. Can you give us like a 30-second reason why?
It's really ridiculous, even in my head. But I was, again, at boarding school. My dorm dad evidently knew someone who had passed. And I think because we were American and he played the guitar, that he was asked to sing. And this was the person that had passed favorite song, and so they wanted it played at the funeral. And so he asked me and two girls to sing with him, and then she got sick, so it was just me and my dorm dad. And it was very nerve-wracking and awkward, but I remember standing on stage and singing that song.
So, okay, you failed to mention one additional detail. Okay. So you sang "I Can't Help But Falling in Love" by Elvis Presley at a stranger's funeral in Germany.
I know, but
yeah, like that's not even in America. Like,
I know.
Yes.
But they listen to, you know, American music.
Okay. So this was a German, like a...
Yes.
Okay.
And I don't know how my dorm dad had a connection with him. I don't remember
You don't
that
even
part.
Know.
No, I don't know how he knew him.
But that's how it went down.
Yes.
Okay. Man, I wish there was video of this.
I do too, actually. No, I'm not sure I do.
Yeah. I mean, we could... Internet, please help us here. What year was this, Ashley?
If I graduated from high school in 96, then it was probably 95-ish.
Okay, 95. Guys, there has to be somewhere an old VHS tape of Ashley singing "Can't Help But Falling in Love with You" at a German funeral. That's incredible. Thank you for letting us in on that part of your life, Ashley. Whether I see the video ever or not, I have a very strong mental image of it. And I'm grateful. Yes. Yes. So, guys, thanks for listening in. Ashley, thanks for being with us today.
This was fun. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah. Exchange of Hope, that you have enjoyed this, that you've learned a little bit about Ashley. I'm sure that with the right invitation, she'd be up for a cup of coffee and you would love it, your time with Ashley, or dinner or lunch with Eric and Ashley.
That. Yes, yeah. We would love that.
Yep. Great people. So on that exchange, we hope that you're doing well. We'll see you next time on Exchanging Stories.